Ayo, what's up? It's DJ A-Ball, the LFOD Syndicate. What is up, Boston? You are listening to WMFO Medford. Yeah, LFOD Radio coming up. Wanted to pause real quick and let y'all know Paradise Rock Club in Austin on Comm Ave is having a couple of nice shows this week. We got Griselda Blanco, Conway, Benny the Butcher, all of them playing Thursday night. And Friday we got Sango. It's going to be lit. I'm going. Are you? Well, we got C. Wells live this week and a new one dropping tonight on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, same thing, Stitcher, anything, everything. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to get the episode going without further ado. And have a good night, y'all.
What's poppin', it's C. Wells, and we on LFOD Radio.
You rockin' out with LFOD.
Tune in to LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio, live free or die. It's the
Boom,
Vets.
Boom, it's the Vets.
All right, you are now tuned in to LFOD Radio, live free or die. A-Ball, was that voice right? Was I projecting too much?
No, I think that was good.
Okay.
That was good, yeah.
I'm working on my indoor voice. I'm your host, Uncle Sam. I'm here with A-Ball tonight.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
How are you, dude?
I'm chilling. You know, I've been better, but...
Yeah?
Yeah. This feels like a loop, honestly. I think I said that exact phrase in, like, episode one.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Time is a very flat circle at LFOD Radio.
It is, yeah. Everything is a loop, so...
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about this anymore, but, I think... I've just been feeling like crazy busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked up some extra work hours and, you know, we're doing some recording for a while today. And it's just taking me down a little.
We're working.
Yeah.
But we have Pavement Coffee to bring us up.
We do, yeah. Pavement Coffee, your caffeine needs.
Shout out Pavement. They're right downstairs. We're recording at the record company now out on Newberry Street. So we're getting a taste of the high life down here.
Yeah.
And Pavement, you know, hooked us up with some...
We made it to the big city now.
What's yeah.
Up? What were you saying?
No, we're in the big city now. Yeah. We're in Boston.
It's true. Yeah. It's a good feeling, honestly, like going the other way on the MBTA.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but for some reason, big cities, like... It's like that New York kind of feeling. People show up and they're like, there's so much opportunity here. And like...
Are you comparing Boston to New York right now?
I'm talking about cities.
Okay.
And I'm using these two cities. They are not the same.
All right.
But I think there's something about like especially seeing like city lights at night. I think that inspires a lot of people.
Yeah.
Especially like the view that because I take the one bus from Cambridge over.
Oh, dude, the Mass Ave Bridge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just like it's like a panorama. It's like you're getting like a beautiful. Like view of a mountain range from a bullet train or something.
Yeah, it's top notch heading in.
Yeah, it's just a subway for real though. But
hey,
no, I love it.
That's what's up. Boston's like, it's funny. Even when we were recording in Medford, you know, there were people who were like, "Yo, y'all are like in the cut, like you're way out there." We're still on the red line.
Yeah, it's so
but
funny.
They were like. You're not even in Boston. And I'm like, what?
I mean, we're kind of close.
We'll probably talk to Wells about that because, getting Boston cats to go to Lynn, it's like you're asking them to travel across the country and you just get in your car for 20 minutes.
If you have a car.
I mean, if you do have a car, that's right. You know, we don't want to be... there's probably a term for that, but we don't want to be exclusionary.
You're giving the no car having people a hard time right now.
Yeah, I shouldn't do that.
I have to stand up for them right now.
Yeah.
Because that's me.
It's still like, I mean, yeah, but basically if you're doing a show out there, you need to get a party bus and like arrange people's transportation for them.
Like I'll pay for your Uber.
And even then you have to pray it doesn't rain because... We can't be, I don't want to be ripping on Boston like that.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing I noticed moving down here, though. If I have plans, like, I'm going to stick to them. But, like, it starts sprinkling and people are like, nah, man, like, I can't go out tonight.
Sometimes it just makes the commute, you know, like, that much worse if you have to stand in the rain and wait for a bus. So,
the show's still going to be fire.
It will.
Whatever you were going
to. Honestly, like, I think it's just a product of me being born here, but, like, I don't care about weather. No. It's like, if it's a blizzard, I'm like, well, I got a coat, like, you know, I can make it outside, you know. And I've never been afraid of the elements, I guess you could say. I'll bicycle, like, throughout the whole year, I swear to God.
That's also.
that one is crazy. That is unarguably crazy, but otherwise.
Word. Yeah. So we are going to be joined shortly by C. Wells. He's off his self-titled project that he dropped. He's preparing some new work for us. He's got some new videos out. He's got a new record with Jay Critch out, the first single off that project. We've been building with him a bit beforehand. I think this is going to be a good one.
Somebody's been cooking.
Yeah, exactly. He seems like he works hard. If you're tuned in on the air right now, you can hear past episodes on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, or pretty much any other podcast app. They're all up right now. If you're tuned in on your podcast app, you might want to hit that subscribe button so you get the new episodes right away. They drop Tuesday mornings. You can wake up to that right on your phone. Otherwise, follow us at LFOD Radio everywhere or LFOD Life on Facebook, and we'll be sharing it there. Shout out one time to our patrons. If you don't know what that means, patreon.com/LFODLife. Check it out. Get hip. There's a lot going on there as well. We're going to get into this new one.
Yeah.
We're going to get into C. Wells' Shift.
Let's kick it off.
Featuring Jay Critch. We'll be back with the man himself.
All right.
Caught at that, yeah, baby. Wells. Look. You say you from my city. Now, who you know?
Who you know?
Create the system so I'm in control. Ever since like 17, I've been on the go. Been had them travel by the hour, see me do a show. Now they doing that and think they lit. Got a couple people thinking that they it. Tighten up and that can probably be legit. Gotta remind them that I've been there since the gist. Keeping it cool, busting my moves, chucking the dudes. Talk about something, who's telling the truth? It sound like the news. Falling off, giving the blues, looking for clues. Cannot replace me like Steve, I'm gonna leave when I choose. Every time I ran, I cause a shift. Last week was over there, I think they switched. Didn't even give it time, oh, that was quick.
No, they didn't.
Whoever said I wasn't on that had you tricked.
They had you tricked.
Every time I ran, I cause a shift. Last week was over there, I think they switched. Didn't even give it time, oh, that was quick. Already knew this, have him right back on my
Put the rollie on, now she right back on my Jumping in the form, but I came from hitting licks. Never give credit, so I'm just like, fuck it, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
She wants fight with a debit, she stop on the front and let me in her ribs. But she cannot get a thing, no. Young boys been got stripes like bangles. She got a man, but tonight she's single. I made the trip stack up like Pringles. Young her fame, you know that I'ma go get it as long as they print it. Free my brothers that got hit with a sentence. Talking money, they can't finish, they send it. So broke, I was fiending. Too blessed, my heart full of demons. Know nothing about scheming. The streets told me to go beast mode. I hit stains, got packs to the free throw. This shit light, it feel like a free throw. She wanna get signed up with a 3-0.
Every time I ran, I cause a shift. Last week was over there, I think they switched. Didn't even give it time, oh, that was quick.
No, they didn't.
Whoever said I wasn't on that had you tricked.
They had you tricked.
Every time I ran, I cause a shift. Last week was over there, I think they switched. Didn't even give it time, oh, that was quick. Already knew this, have him right back on my
LFOD Radio. That last one was Shift featuring Jay Critch. First single off C. Wells' new album, who joins us now. What's happening, man?
What's up?
How are you?
Cool, and just maintaining. How y'all doing?
We're good, man.
Same here.
Appreciate you making the trip down.
I got to. Anything that involves the music stuff, I'll make sure to get on top of it.
Cool. Yeah, I saw you smirking when we were talking about trips to Lynn.
Because that's such a common conversation. Like, it's crazy that, because when you think it's conversations that you have and only you have it, then when you see people from different places, actually from where you're from, though, saying the same thing, you're like, okay, I'm not the only one dealing with this problem. It's everyone else as well.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How long is the drive from here to there?
I want to say 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Some reason when I was younger, I used to think it was like 45 minutes. I don't know why.
That's how it is when you're younger. Like, everything takes longer. Everything's bigger. Everything.
It's crazy. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Well, we appreciate it. I'm going to get right into it. This song seems very specific. What changed after the self-titled project?
A lot. Like, I think things started to change while I was working on the project. Like, I had the project done, and I was just running around with my team. We was actually like trying to figure out how we can make this thing that we're working on look better, and it just actually led us into a whole another direction that I didn't expect it to. But as for the song itself, like, I was working on, I just had a song with open verse on it.
Okay.
So it was like, I was in a space that I felt like I wanted to express, and yeah.
Are people biting your style, you think?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So, like, the song was more or less of me expressing, how do I say it? Being overlooked.
Okay.
Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know that my presence in the room of, if I'm standing in the same room as my peers, like, I know my presence is either just as big, if not bigger, and it tends to get overlooked. Then comes a point where you'll be like, all right, I'll take that to the chin. I got to keep working. All right, I'll keep working. But then it comes to a point when you know, and you've busted, like, excuse my language, but there comes a point when you know, like, all right, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, instead of me going on social media, tootling with my fingers, right, trying to express like how I feel like I'm overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
How can I tell the show of my music? And what other
start
ways?
Writing.
Yeah, what yeah. other ways better than expressing how you feel through your music?
Yeah, that's true.
I think you get the point across better that way. But I went into it. I went into it not knowing I was going to get a feature on it. I wrote the song, and for some reason,
that's cool.
I didn't write a second verse. Something said leave that open.
Mm.
I'm like, all right. Time went on. Goes back to the whole. Running around trying to make the first project look good, it led to the feature.
Okay.
And that's where we got now.
Yeah, it seems like, we were talking a bit off air earlier, it seems like right now your plan is very open.
And yeah.
Things are coming in.
Just like the other thing we were talking about off air about how, like, things don't go as planned, mm-hmm. It was like, all right, if things don't go how I want planned, then I need to just move. I need to just do and don't react and don't
mm-hmm.
don't have a plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Just if you have something that you can give the people, just do it. But strategize it, because everything needs to be strategized, because that's how people consume things nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, just do it.
Yeah, you're gonna decide. You know, like, what are you gonna get up from the table? Or are you gonna keep playing?
Right.
You know,
and
like,
then,
is this something I want, or am I just gonna be like, I need different options, you know?
And I wanted to have fun, too. It's like,
yeah.
You always want to have fun with what you're doing. Like, sometimes there was starting to be points where I was feeling like I was taking myself too serious. So
mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, you're not going to get the job done if you being too strict. Have
mm-hmm.
fun. And I was making my best music, having fun.
That's good.
It's such a weird thing, because you have to be serious about what you're doing.
Yes.
But if you take yourself too serious, no one else will. It's such a balance.
Yeah, you gotta know what's
what's
getting the gears moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's very strange, but it works itself out.
Yeah, because there's something so exposing about your art that I feel like you can so easily get inside your head
mm-hmm.
and be like, what are they gonna think of this? Or like, as soon as you walk into a room, it's like, have they seen me like dance good moves? Or like, have they heard a dope song that I dropped? Did they think it was dope? And all these things could be running through your head just when you're like saying hello to someone that you've heard of, you know?
Nah, you're describing it right on the nose. Like, that's exactly what happens. Like, artists can get stuck in their heads easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And sometimes I don't. And then I'll be like, all right, sometimes I'll be needing to have conversations with my team, like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is what I'm dealing with.
Wells, you're being too hard on yourself. I start thinking about, oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. Okay. I needed someone to tell me that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what everyone tells them. They're like, this guy, when I record with him, he's like, it looked fine. And I'm just like, nah, that wasn't fine. Like, I can do better than that.
Yeah, and I'm my biggest critic, too. So, like, yeah, I'd be worried about what someone thinks about what I've done. But at the end of the day, it's really like, what do you think about what you've done? Like, and then people will believe that themselves, whether they didn't believe it when they seen your product before they seen you. But if you're confident in it, it forces them to be confident in it. Then they start to see your vision, and then it makes sense to them.
Yeah.
Which goes back to why I made the song. So it's like, I'm telling you what you're doing. You're going to be like, oh, he made a song out of how we was treating him. I got to like him now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
All those groupies like, okay, that's real. Like,
right, right.
I know you heard my record. So, I want to talk about the Lynn thing real quick. So,
my favorite subject.
Is it?
Yes, my favorite subject.
Okay. So it seems to me like Lynn's like Boston.
Yep.
In that there's a few scenes. So I'm real familiar with like the Rec Shop, Tragic Allies, Shaolin.
I was just in the studio with SD Neck 2 days ago.
My guy.
So, we were just in the studio. We just did a song 2 days ago.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Shout out SD.
There you go.
So I'm familiar with like that side of things. But I guess I'm probably not as familiar with the side of music that you're coming from over there. So, like, what's it like where you're at?
And now, I like that question a lot. Now, that's kind of why I make the music that I make, because, yeah, I've not to separate what I do from what they do, because I could always turn that switch off and go, I can go to Rec Shop and display my skills. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, but I know that there's a side of the scene, or there's a side of music that my city hasn't seen. So, and I know that hasn't been touched on. And I know that's kind of like what plays a role in the criticism almost, because I'm choosing to make a type of music that most people won't lean towards. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of more difficult. You're forced to put in corners where you gotta really, really talk about your situation and express yourself, or you're not doing yourself justice by the music, the type of music you're making. But yeah, to further explain that, like, I wanted to be the face of what I do, because that's how I looked at music from jump. Like, I played basketball, I played sports, and that's a common thing in Lynn. Like, it's a sport driven city. But a lot of people play sports, so not everybody's going to get playing time.
Right.
You could be good, but if it's just like the music stuff, if you didn't play if you didn't shake the right hands, you're not going to be getting that playing time you want. So it's like, I was seeing that. So I was like, all right, this is what's going on here. What can I do that nobody's doing? And the music thing was very scarce at the time. So once I started doing it, I blinked and I felt like everybody rapped.
So you think you were starting something new just by rapping in general? Or are you talking about like
I didn't feel like I was starting it. I didn't feel like I was starting something new, because just like he said, there were people before me, like the SD Next, then Tragic Allies and stuff like that. But like, I'm like kind of the younger generation,
right.
So like the people from my age group at the time, I want to say about 2009, didn't believe that, even if playing with the idea of going to the studio and rapping, people would be like, why do you want to rap?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna prove a point. Goes back to the school thing we was talking about off camera. Okay, you think I can't do this? I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah.
It's funny because in my mind, since I started paying attention, it's like Lynn like just breeds spitters to me, and that's
that was the thing that was always weird to me. I want to say about my eighth grade year of middle school, I'm like, there's actual talent here. How isn't this talked about? But what I grew to realize, it's about how it's packaged.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, we never seen it happen before. So it's like, it was starting to happen. It was happening more over here. Like, but your city is different from here. Like, this is obviously the capital or whatever, but like your city, whether if it's a small city, it's never seen it happen, let alone Boston. So
they already dismiss it.
Right. It was already being dismissed. So it's like, I get it. Even still today, me doing what I do, people that dismiss it still admit to me like, yo, you forced me to like what you're doing because you refuse to quit.
Cool.
Yeah. That's what I seen that in eighth grade. I'm like, okay, we need to package this a certain way. There needs to be a format that if I didn't get to where I need to be from doing it, someone watched what I did, and someone was in my message the other day, like, yo, I was able to watch what you were doing to motivate me, because I was somebody that was at home, didn't know how to get up and go to the studio or even write a song. Like, I was looking to what you were doing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, this is dope. Like, this is what my plan was. And
it's different when you can recognize the landmark. Oh, he's rapping there. Oh, I walked by that. I could rap there.
Right, yeah. Right.
Versus you see something on TV and you're like, mm-hmm. I don't even know where that is.
Whereas in this time, what? We had Malfi. I think the biggest one was Malfi at the time. And I don't even think Lynn was aware of him like that. Like, I don't even think Lynn was aware of a scene in general. So it was like, okay, let me start small here so they can understand this. Because I understood what was going on here. But I knew they didn't. So it was like, how can I translate this to them so we can build this here so where this looks familiar to them?
A lot of what you talk about on your records makes more sense now hearing this conversation.
I understand that, and that's why I write my music the way I do, because I want it to feel decoded. And mm-hmm. then when you speak to me, you feel like you figured it out now. Like, that's why I do it. Like, I enjoy that. It's like almost like looking up your favorite rapper's lyrics on Rap Genius, but except you get to actually speak to me, and then you're figuring, this is what that meant.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So before we get into the next record, you are, you know, taking in new ideas mm-hmm. and songs, etc., and mm-hmm. sort of putting together something new. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the new project that's on the way?
So, like,
if there were to be a new project.
Oh yeah. So, like, So let's say I'm playing with the idea of putting out a new project already.
Hypothetically,
I'm working on a new project already, but I still want you guys to listen to the Seawells project. Is definitely a dope project, and it displays. I feel like it gives you a good summary of who I am as an artist, and definitely explains who I am in general, I feel like. But other than that, before the Two of Us 2, I definitely been playing with the idea in my head. It was like, oh, when I was doing the first one, I'm like, oh, where would I go if I did the second one? And I had features on it, like G Herbo, Davies, people that I enjoy listening to. Oh, you got G.O.D., you guys know him. But the Critch record, I did that, and it was like, I'm like, oh, this is the perfect song, like, to lead me back in that direction, mm-hmm. in that space, because I have a bunch of songs, but it's just I feel like that was the song that helped me. This is it. Oh, okay, you got this song. You can do this next. You can do this next. You can group these together, like, so yeah, mm-hmm. that's where we're at with it right now.
That's cool. All right.
I was actually curious about something. So, like, I did notice, I'm glad that you brought that up, that you had, like, features with Dave East mm-hmm. and G Herbo. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to both those guys mm-hmm. recently.
Right.
And I thought that was crazy to me, because I'm like, wow, he's rapping with some big dudes. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm wondering, like, what do you see is next for you? Like, do you want to just, like, sort of go with the flow and, like, produce music and see where it leads? Or, like, are you looking at a specific, like, next peak to Summit?
I like that question a lot.
Yeah.
As for producing music, I definitely want. So, all right, now I know how to answer this. So, I pretty much want to put myself in the space to be able to expand. Like, I want to eventually be able to do movies. Mm-hmm. I want to produce my own music. I want to learn how to engineer myself. But I know I got to master the product first. Once I feel like the bass is strong, even with the features thing, like, I don't want to say so much the J. Critch one, but a little bit after that, like, since I finished the project, did that type of record, then it led me to be able to do songs with SD Knack. It led me to be able to do music with younger artists from my city that I felt like I had to do it. Like, mm-hmm. I, like, the things that I felt like I had to do, but I couldn't get to it. now I'm in the space. So like, I see the doors opening now. So it's like, oh, this is how this works. You do what you're supposed to do first, then you can do what you want to do. So it's like,
yeah.
That's where I'm at with it right now. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do right now so I can get to those things that I like to do.
Yeah, do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You got it, man. You got it. Yeah. Dues are a real thing.
Hey, nah, seriously.
Something
like,
just happened.
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I can't get through this door. I get through this door. Oh, I don't want to do this right now, though. Oh, I can't get through this door right now. Let me do this. As soon as I do it, the door unlocks. Oh, all I had to do was do this for that to happen?
Yeah.
It's like when you're in your house and you see something on the floor and you walk by it and don't pick it up knowing you should pick it up. Oh, I'm going to have to pick it up later, but I'll pick it up later.
Yeah.
But if I pick it up now and throw it away, I could probably go clean up something else that I could probably go wipe off my TV because I probably wasn't going to do it all year. But just because I did that one thing, I had free time to do something else.
Yeah.
The wild thing, too, is like, especially if you have a creative mind and approach to thing, sometimes just the act of like picking that up will just kick off so much momentum.
It's scary.
It's wild how you're like, oh, I just did something I was supposed to do.
It's really.
I did the dishes and now I'm like off and running.
It's really scary. So then because psychology is my favorite subject. So it's like, I start breaking stuff down. It's like, oh, is this good karma? Oh, is this coming back to me because I did this? Yo, something good will happen to me, and I'll track it back to something little as, oh, maybe because I picked such and such up off the floor earlier, this happened. So I was like, it's
chasing
weird.
The butterfly effect.
Right. It's strange, but this is dope when you know it. If you know it, then you're like, okay, this is going to get me through life very smoothly. So.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So, man, if people want to, if they like what they're hearing, they want to connect with you, where do they do that?
Everything's usually the same, whether it's Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, that's all Live Famous Wells. YouTube's Live Famous DLTV, and SoundCloud's Live Famous DL. And I keep all those things updated. Anything new I drop, my Instagram and Twitter, you'll know if I'm doing a new show or whatever. You know, I got merch. The site for the merch is coming out, so that'll be on my Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Busy year, busy month, but
yeah,
we're gonna talk about this Live Famous stuff when we get back.
Word.
For sure. We're gonna get into Nobody right now.
Ooh.
And we'll be back with C Wells after this. You're tuned into LFOD Radio.
They like how we do it by himself. Man, I thought I said before I need nobody else. Take a look at how I pulled up to the summer end. Ask about my city and who running through the running men. Running bands, I ain't ever been a runner up. There's a few people out there that'll try to front. They know what's up, I wish you got to be a part of this. Because you'd really understand all the nights I spent praying for it, no, they waiting for the day I fall. Keep waiting on it, they ain't get it, but they get it now. It takes a moment. Wasn't seeing what I'm seeing now. Wells is focused, it's like magic how I made it happen. Hocus pocus, I don't need nobody. I don't need new friends. I don't need nobody. I just need my friends. I don't need nobody. I can be my friend. I don't need nobody. Get money to the end. I don't need nobody. I don't need new friends. I don't need nobody. I just need my friends. I don't need nobody. I can be my friend. I don't need nobody. Get money to the end. Always been my biggest critic, fuck a yes man. If I thought about it, done ain't wait for next man. On my publishing and masters, nothing less than. We can negotiate how much you paying checks then. Backwoods, roll my weed, bumping Mars beats. I'm so high, I see the planets from where stars be. Method Man and Mary J, you are all I need. Every time I write a hit, I swear it talk to me. Nowadays, when they hatin', I just let them be. I'd be probably hatin' too if I wasn't me. Always got my chains on like I'm 2B. I don't owe nobody nothing, let my nigga die. I don't need nobody, I don't need new friends. I don't need nobody, I just need my friends. I don't need nobody, I can be my friend. I don't need nobody, get money to the end. I don't need nobody, I don't need new friends. I don't need nobody, I just need my friends. I don't need nobody, I can be my friend.
popping is C Wells, and we on LFOD Radio.
You rock.
All right, we are back. LFOD Radio. That was Nobody off C Wells' self-titled project.
Bars. He's
still here with us right now. Bars. Drop a flex bomb.
Yeah, maybe. Where's the?
I didn't bring it today. I didn't bring it.
We got this like soundboard.
We'll do it in post-production, maybe. Yeah. So you'll know the level of post-production we do based on whether you're listening to bombs right now or not.
Yeah.
Did we take the extra time? I think we might. I think we might put some flex bombs. So, it's cool because you answered some of the questions we had already. But before we get going with that record, Live Famous.
My second favorite question.
What's going on with that? You gotta let me know.
I started Live Famous my sophomore year of high school. We was at my boy's house hanging out. I was staring at his tattoos. Strangely. I was staring at his tattoos. I'm like, yo, Live Famous.
Strangely.
I'm like, Live Famous. He's like, what? Because that's what I thought his tattoo said, but it didn't say that. I'm like, Live Famous. That's what we're called. Because he's my friend. I'm like, that's what we're called. We're Live Famous. I'm a sophomore in high school.
I like it.
Time goes on. A couple weeks later, I'm singing in his songs. And I was in like another group. The guy that was managing the group, he goes, I see you're running off with your own brand here. I had no idea. It was just an idea. Like, I wasn't really. But I'm like, later on, like, it stuck with me when he said, I'm like, this actually might be something.
Yeah.
Time goes on. A couple months later, I come out with T-shirts. They got the whole logo on the front. I'm like, okay, we're doing something here. T-shirts go. I'm like, oh, this is something. Time goes on. People are asking me about Live Famous. I'm like, oh, this is sticking. Next thing you know, I'm like, okay, I think I have, before I even knew, I built a brand. I'm like, oh, this is good. I could start a record label. I could do this with this. I could do that. So now, but I'm like, okay, Chris, you're getting too, stick to. So now I'm like, all right, let's make the product. We'll push the brand through my product. So now I come out with a shirt that says Live Famous. The brand's familiar already because you've seen the logo on the project. You've seen it, heard me say it on the music. So that was like my tool for promoting it. But other than that, the merch is like my second baby aside from the music. It's like, okay, this is a whole nother, this is like a product within itself, even though it goes with the music, but I feel like it's just as big as the music to me. So I approached the merch for like an actual clothing line. So it's like, I didn't want it to be too attached to what I was doing, but I also wanted you to feel like you could wear it universally, I'm throwing on this shirt that says something nice on it today with glitter on the front. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nice. So it's like, it's all about feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is all about feeling good, right?
Yeah, so it's like, that's what like kind of motivated, that's what really pushed me. I'm like, okay, what does Live Famous mean to you? So I really thought about it. I'm like, okay, live to be remembered. Okay. Do things that people are going to remember you for. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to be famous. Mm-hmm. You could wake up and be nobody. But then there's people that, I don't want to say they're nobody. They're regular people, but they do stuff every day that people remember them for.
Mm. I like that. I was just gonna ask that. I was like, we have a question that we ask every episode, but I was just gonna sit here and be like, what does Live Famous mean to you? You know? And that's a great answer.
But that was another thing, though. I had to be prepared for that question. Okay, you're gonna run with this name. What are you gonna say when people ask you what does it mean?
Yeah.
Even some people would jump out the window and be like, Famous? Why is this called Famous? Yeah. Like, why couldn't your question be, what do I mean by that?
Yeah.
But,
right. Because I didn't know if it was like a flat, because it is kind of glittery.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was like a Live Flashy, Hollywood Famous.
But it's a play on, kind of a play on words. It's like, yeah.
Like, just do things you'll be remembered.
You don't got to be actually famous to live like it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You feel good. Oh, yeah. Put the piece on and
sometimes I walk around Boston and I'm like, I'm famous, you know? Like,
I mean, it's doing what we do. We kind of do, at least around here, we're micro-famous.
Yeah, seeing his face every week, you know? Like,
I mean,
he's out here.
Yeah, I walk around, like, pretty much anytime I walk around, like, either somewhere in Cambridge, my hometown, or somewhere downtown, like once a week, I just run into someone I know on the street. And
yeah.
That's kind of an awesome feeling. Like, you're like, wow, I like... Do I really know, like, half this city? You know, that's not true at all.
Now, that's my thing, too. Now, that was what, like, made... Like, you could create something, but then it goes back to how much do you actually believe in it?
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, when I'm walking down the street, and I could be in... Let's name a random city. I could be in Revere or something, and someone will stop me. Like, oh, you see Wells, I'm like, wow, okay, I'm actually living by this brand. This is an everyday lifestyle thing. Okay, I could build on this direction. Yeah. You're helping me believe in something I already created.
Yeah.
Now I can start thinking of more ideas of, my imagination for this gets bigger.
What you're doing is you're living your own brand.
Right.
Like people are recognizing you just because you rap, you know?
And
like,
right,
like,
exactly.
You're already a celebrity, you know? Like. So like
try to be
spoken into that, existence.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like that you said that. That and now that's my big thing is like, how can I be speaking this into existence every day? Okay, my brand's called Live Famous. Now you got to live up to that.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You're gonna have to adjust too. I think this might not be the exact bar, but Rocky said something once that blew my mind. He was like, "I got used to living famous," or it's something like that. And like, there's such a level. That's crazy to think about getting used to that level of attention and that level of like how to move comfortably like that.
Yeah.
Even like at a small level now, like just 3 weeks ago, going to Planet Fitness was regular for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm working on legs and someone's walking up on me random will stand over me right out while I'm working on. And I'm from the streets, so like before I did the music stuff, I can't tell if we got beef or not. So yeah. I'm like, is this some old beef I got? And dude's hanging over me like, yo, you're C. Wells, right? I'm like, yeah, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I do rap. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, but like low-key, you're like ready to fight him.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, nah, it's dope though. And like, I'm doing something regular and someone stops me. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's weird at first. But then when I thought about it and think about it, it's like, oh, this is really fire. Like, what I'm doing is actually getting to people.
Yeah.
And that's when
cool.
I'm getting feedback.
Making an impact, I think, is, like, the most fulfilling thing to anyone.
Absolutely.
I would have never imagined.
We could go into school and start talking about Greek and Roman stuff. Like, you know, the theory that, like, you got to be remembered. That's the whole goal.
Yeah.
But, you know, Achilles, shout out my guy. Mm-hmm. And, here's the Medea. Thing, though. We'll flip it on you again. What do you want to be remembered for?
Oh, I'm ready for that question, too. Like, and it goes back to what I was telling you guys earlier. Like, and people are kind of already remembering me for it as that person that didn't stop. Like, yeah, I'll stop when my legs don't work or if I can't rap anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to do it until...
You can rap with no legs.
You're right. yeah, but in general, like... So you're gonna have to stop me to force me to stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's kind of that's coming to fruition. Like, people are seeing. Like, my thing was, I don't care if they don't like what I do. Respect what I do,
mm-hmm.
and be motivated by what I do. And both, I'm reaping the benefits of both. So it's like, it's definitely working in my favor.
Sick.
Congrats.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate it.
I must feel cool, like, really have come that far. Like,
I'm fully realizing it, talking about it, to be honest with you. Yeah. As we're talking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah. People are noticing what you're doing, kid. Keep going.
Yeah,
because sometimes I'd be at the house like, how much longer do you see yourself doing this?
Yeah.
But there's at least one thing throughout the year that shows me, oh, you just added time to this. Oh, now you can't quit.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's like, nah, that's the beauty of it, though. Like, there's whenever I think something's going to actually stop me, something reminds me the next day, like, oh, you still got this to do.
Yeah.
Or this person's watching you, so you can't let them down. Mm-hmm. Or this person just told you the other day that you motivate them to get up in the morning and you're going to stop?
Okay. Yeah.
So, A-Ball had a question about this next record before we get into it.
I did, yeah. So, like, do you feel that as an artist, like, reaching higher levels of clout that you need to like promote the wealth within your own community, or like you've sort of like reached a new level and you need to like help pull people up, or do you see that as a responsibility for yourself?
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like people will show me that I'm held accountable for it when I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll accidentally not repost something, or I'll accidentally not like a post, like when I know I should, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, because I'm big on that. People know I support others, so when, like, if they just seen me support one guy the one day, and then the next day I'm not doing it for them when they release something, it catches up to me later. So it's like I gotta make sure. Okay, if you're gonna support artists, Wells, you gotta make sure you really do this. Like, you're not gonna be able to post or like every single thing they do, but make sure you show that you acknowledge what they're doing as well if you want that same thing reciprocated back to you.
Does that get rough for you? Because I feel like, you know, you were just talking about how busy you are, and mm-hmm. I feel like if I had a lot of people to catch up with, because I know that there's a lot of people in my life that sometimes I feel like need my help,
mm-hmm.
and when I'm so busy trying to like go out and achieve things for myself,
for yourself,
you also need to remember to help other people, mm-hmm. and just like be a part of your family, be a part of your community,
mm-hmm.
but like I notice at times I'm like, I really just can't do it today, and then mm-hmm. like someone's already on my back about it, like, man, like you can't, like you're not showing through. And it's like,
so my biggest thing that I try to do is if I can't, how do I say, like if I can't like help you physically, I make sure to have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like my biggest thing, because conversations get me out of stuff. So it's like, if I can't physically do anything for you right now, I'll talk to you about what I'm going through right now. If I'm talking to you 9 times out of 10, if I'm explaining something, I watch people's eyes light up, mm-hmm. because I showed somebody that I deal with the same things that you do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So like some people be caught up in their own heads as well that don't do the things that we do, whether they do this or they do what I do, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, regular people get caught up in their own mm-hmm. thoughts. So, like, that's the thing. Like, I make sure, like, okay, if I can't help you, I make sure to have a conversation to let you know I'm here. Like,
mm-hmm.
So that's what it is.
I like that.
So we're going to get into Run It Up. It's another one.
One of my favorites.
Oh, so this is one of my favorites?
One of my favorites. So one of those times I was having fun in the studio.
That's what's up. Cool. Yeah, you can definitely hear that. Right. Run It Up, C. Wells. Tune into LFOD Radio.
Run it up, run it up. Run it back. Run it up, run it up. Run it back. Discredit what I'm doing, and y'all cool with that? I'm compared to who? Now I'm on they back, want me on they song, kill them on they track. Look what you done, everything up, like your last name is Trump. Touching the world and I don't need no gloves. This in your hands, what did everyone for? Running it up like I'm running on dogs. Not from Milwaukee, but all about bugs. Do what they can, I just do what I does. Do what I want, that's the difference from us. Whoa, ain't Ben Frank for mass, yeah, we known for that, ooh. Keeping it 100, what you know about that? Oh, need that times 1,000, huh? That's 100 racks. We gon' run it up, they gon' run it back. We just gonna run it up, make sure that they run it back. We just gonna run it up, on me so I want my back. Before they ain't rock with us, want me now, I put my tax. We just gonna run it up, put my city on the map. We just gonna run it up, make sure that they run it back. We just gonna run it up, on me so I want my back. Before they ain't rock with us, want me now, I put my tax. We just gonna run it up, put my city on the map. Phone jumping, hold on, all the line. I've been on my grizzy, Tony Hawk the pipe. If it ain't the family or the money, do not call me twice. I used to talk about getting money, spoke it into life. All I ever wanted was cash. Young and hell once got his heartbroken past. Got all his feelings and got in his bag. Got all his feelings and got in his city a trap. So I had to trap. There's no excuse, Savannah's a stack. I be in places, no cameras inside. Running it up like I'm running in track.
When they think of Lynn, yeah, they think of Wells. Everywhere I've been, yeah, they know me well. In these cool J's, like my name LL. Westside throw them dubs, since we ain't known for L's. We just gonna run it up, make sure that they run it back. We just gonna run it up, on me so I want my back. Before they ain't rock with us, want me now, I put my tax. We just gonna run it up, put my city on the map. We just gonna run it up, make sure that they run it back. We just gonna run it up, on me so I want my back. Before they ain't rock with us, want me now, I put my tax. We just gonna run it up, put my city on the map.
All right, that was Run It Up, Seawells, off Seawells.
I thought that was funny when I was like uploading the project before it released. I'm uploading, I'm like, wow, Seawells by Seawells, that's kind of, that rolls off a little weird.
You wanted to introduce yourself, right?
Yeah.
I actually noticed you said that on, I was listening to the It's Lit Boston interview, shout out the guys. And you mentioned that, not that you were becoming more emotional, but that you were like opening up more in your music.
Yeah, like pretty much knowing how, because before I would like, I had no problem doing it before, but like it would take a lot for me. Like I would literally take six, not that it's bad, but like I would know, I would take like 6 months for a song. For it would normally take me 6 months for like, to me to really write how, like if I was gonna write like a story of like how I felt, it would take me 6 months to do it. Now that I'm so transparent, I could probably do it on the fly now. Like I'll just, oh, all I gotta tell you is what I'm thinking. Oh, this is easy. Oh, let's go in the studio. But yeah, so like, yeah, definitely like now it's like, because like I'm the interactions I'm having now, like of course more people are finding out who I am. So it's like, I'm getting access to certain questions. I'm answering questions I've never been asked before. I'm learning stuff about myself. I'm learning stuff about myself as I'm answering these questions. So it's like, that's what's also helping me. It's like, okay, these questions are helping me find out who I am as I'm already trying to figure out who I am. So now it's like, okay, now I know what people want to hear. So now now it almost forces you to be more transparent because you know you're going to get asked questions anyway. So it's like, true. All right, let's have the questions in my head. Let's answer them here. Oh.
So you think you became like a better writer or a better rapper because you were just like a bit more comfortable with transparency?
Yeah, it was almost, it's almost like a conversation me and SD were having the other day. He was like, more things started happening. I don't want to quote him, misquote him, but like he was pretty much saying like more things started happening when he stopped acting like he knew everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like the moment I stopped being like, oh, this is how it was gonna, this is how it was gonna go, instead of going back to the doing what you have to do instead of what you want to do, it's gonna go. So I was like, I have to do my job when it comes to these records. Like, so now like I have to do my job when I'm asked a question. So it's like approach songs just like interviews. And now, before you know it, you're transparent.
Don't get too good at it though, because then people aren't gonna be interviewed.
Correct. You don't want to. You don't want to give too much. But that's the thing. You give enough, where it leaves room for questions.
Yeah.
So, but that's where you know what to give, because now you know. Well, you was asking me questions about things I was saying in my songs. That in particular. Oh, Shift. Let's use Shift for example. You asked me how the concept came about. Well, now I know how to structure a song, and I know what's me talking about certain things is going to make people ask me certain questions. So now,
can you feel him like downloading all of this as we're having the conversation?
Yeah. Yo, I'm telling you,
I just started wondering, like, is he manipulating our interview now? Like, we're not in the driver's seat.
No, he's just like,
nah, but back to the It's Lit podcast interview, that's what they enjoyed about me, though. It was like, you made our job much easier. I'm like, because I'm ready for this. Like, my story has to be told because I'm not doing my job, or then it defeats the purpose of my whole thing if I'm not.
Yeah, the transparency is definitely helping you because just even talking to you, it's funny to hear you say that you're figuring it out as you're answering it, because it seems like it's thought out, but I guess because it's coming from a real place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you don't sound, there are...
Unsure.
Yeah, and you're strategic, but there are people who are like a bit too strategic, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, this is just like so much media training.
Because
like,
I hate script.
How do I get through it? And I'm trying to get through it.
Yeah,
like,
I hate things that feel script. I don't like practicing something to do something. I like everything on the spot. Like, so like... When I like Same. You being able to see that I'm thinking. I have no problem with that. Like, because it only takes me a few seconds. Oh, all right, this is what I gotta say. This is how I gotta project it. I enjoy that when people get to feel in my thought process.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in his brain right now.
That means you guys are doing a good job.
So, we're asking. This is the question A-Ball was hinting at earlier. So you answer what Live Famous meant to mm-hmm. you. You're on LFOD radio, mm-hmm. Live Free or Die.
Mm-hmm.
What does that phrase mean to you?
Not far off. It's very similar.
Yeah.
And I like that.
You could say your answer.
I could see, it's like almost like a mirror. It's like, oh, but you guys are on the other side of the fence, but you understand the concept of...
The living.
It just shows like what we do is, it is there's a connection, like, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, there... You don't have to rap to live famous or live free. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to. You could be you and be doing what we do. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's dope about it, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Live Famous or Die.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a collab.
Here we go. You beat me
that's
to it.
Yeah. Collab.
That's right there.
It could be anything. Dude, is there anything you wanted to talk about that we didn't get into?
Yeah, we actually got it. We touched on some pretty dope topics and questions.
Word.
Glad
to hear. I'm going to throw something at you. We've been having all these conversations off air.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of hinting that. So the mics have been live the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You mind if we throw that up? For the patrons, you know, as like a special behind the scenes thing. So
to get all the behind the scenes
So if you go to patreon.com/LFODLife, then, you know, jump on there, join us, and you'll be getting this behind the scenes crosstalk. We were talking about
It was like a side interview slash conference.
I feel like we almost messed with like the integrity of the conversation. We were like, all right, stop. We gotta start the show and make sure, honestly,
it probably made it more fun for us.
Yeah.
We kind of got like a feel of things outside of the interviews. It was like, oh, okay, I see where the direction of the interview can go.
That's why we started doing the behind the scenes piece and kind of tell people after the fact, you know. But because I always noticed when we do the interviews, like some of the, not the best, but like a different type of conversation happens off air,
you
know, not during the, you know, super focused interview part. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about something that may or may not be what you'd want in a 45
I get it. It happens almost in everything. Like you could probably. Getting ready to be in a huge debate with somebody and you're pre-conversating with somebody that could have been talking about something that could have been part of the debate and you're like, stop talking to me.
Before we don't even ask each other usually how we're doing before we get started.
Sometimes I'll say hello
to an artist or something and they'll start telling me and then I'm like, No, because this has to be real. It has to happen.
Yeah.
If you ask them the same question again,
it won't be organic.
Like they're gonna answer like they did.
Like I just told you I was doing good. Why are you asking me again?
Yeah.
You can tell because they try to answer it again with the same energy, but it's kind of flat.
Like you heard it already.
Yeah, I got a new project out. thank you for coming through. No,
thank you for having me. I enjoy doing this.
So. Great meeting you.
I checked with Ricky over there. You said you got some extra bars for us.
I always got some.
We're gonna do that, and we'll be back next week with another podcast. So make sure you subscribe. You can get that right away. We're on most podcast apps, but if you can't find us, let us know. We'll get it added. You can keep up with us at LFOD Radio or LFOD Life on Facebook. Check out the YouTube as well if you haven't. We got video from these interviews. We got those extra bars coming, event footage, etc. Shout out to the patrons. Y'all will be getting this behind the scenes work shortly. And artists and managers, clean records, submissions at lfodradio.com. That's how this all starts. That's how it all gets started. That's how we get, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
At Live Famous Wells, pretty much everywhere. Live Famous DL on SoundCloud.
Live Famous DLT.